Oh, you're not on
Hi,
Discord
home
yet.
care. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm inquiring about my girlfriend. Got in a real bad car accident. She's applied for disabilities, and I think she's probably gonna get it. Sure, she her whole left side got smashed real bad and head-on collision. But I was just wanting to figure out if you guys could talk to about like helping with home care, like helping her home and being a family member and getting paid for it or whatever.
Sure. Yeah. Actually, I reached the right number. We do this all the time. We sign up family members to take care of their loved one, and we pay them for taking
all
care.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was wanting.
Okay,
to,
great. Yeah. Whom do you want to sign up?
What's her name? It's Sarah Meyer.
Right. Is it related Sarah, to you? Like.
Do I? What was that?
Are you related to her?
She's my fiance.
She's your?
My fiance.
Okay, and you want to be the caregiver?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So you're okay. Got it. Let me just take down the information.
Mm-hmm.
Can you what's her last name again?
It's Meyer, but it's Roger Meyer. Okay, Meyer.
N-E-Y-E-R.
Yeah, N-E-Y-E-R.
And the date of birth?
8/12/87.
Okay. Does she have Medicaid?
Yes.
Okay, let me confirm. Sarah, S-A-R-A-H, Meyer, M-A-Y-E-R.
S-A-R-A and Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no H. Yep,
okay.
And then the
Myers,
N-E-Y-E-R.
N as in Nancy?
M as in Mary. M-E-Y-E-R.
Oh, M-E-Y, okay. Okay, got it.
Yeah, M as in Mary.
All right, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah, I do see it comes up that she's qualified. And you want to be, okay, give me just a few, 2 minutes. I'm going to.
Take your time.
Okay. And what is your name?
It's Jeffrey Friedley, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, and then Friedley spelled like fried chicken, fried, and then just put L-E-Y on there. It's pronounced Friedley, but spelled Friedley.
So again, F?
F-R-I-E-D-L-E-Y.
Oh, okay, got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So what's the best number to reach Sarah?
Sarah is 660. I mean, she's right here right now. But her number is 660-620-2603.
Okay, and the number you just called is the best number to reach you, correct?
Yeah, 619-6899.
Yeah, but I'm right here.
Yeah, and Sarah's right here. I mean, you guys can talk to her.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to call these states. So you said that Tara is not with you?
Yes. No, she's right. She's right here.
Oh, she is. Okay, great. So we're going to call these states right now to ask for home care services. So I'm going to
Do you need to know her injuries or anything like that, or do you guys have that?
No, that's not something we need now. As long as she has Medicaid, she should be. Yeah, so we're going to have someone from the state who's going to come down to her to assess her health. They're going to decide how many hours she can get.
Okay.
So I'm going to place you on a brief hold, and then I'm going to bring home a rep from the state. They're going to ask you some basic questions, and then they're going to ask you which company you want to go, and just say Deluxe Home Care, because you, I mean, you call Deluxe, so you want to go with Deluxe.
The walks? You said?
Deluxe. D-E-L-U-X-E.
The docs.
Deluxe.
Deluxe. Yeah, Deluxe Home Care.
Deluxe Home Care. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So just give me a few minutes. I'm going to bring a wrap, okay? Hold on.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available.
Home and community-based services. This is Sharon. Are you calling for yourself or for someone else?
I'm Sarah Myers' fiance, and I guess I'm calling for myself. I guess, or I'm calling to be a caretaker of my fiance.
Okay, may I have your name first and a callback number?
Okay, my name's Jeffrey Friedley, J-E-F-F-E-R-Y, and then Friedley's F-R-I-E-D-L-E-Y. And the callback number is 660-619-6899.
6899?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, and what's your fiance's name?
It is Sarah Meyer, S-A-R-A-M, as in Mary, E-Y-E-R, Sarah Meyer.
All right. Thank you. And I see you typed in her Medicaid number. Thank you. I do need for you to verify her date of birth and address for me.
It is 81287, and it's 36574 Highway M, as in Mary, Mora, M-O-R-A, and that's Missouri, and 65345.
36574 Highway M.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank
and that's
you.
More.
And you want...
Oh, I was telling you, times more Missouri. Yeah.
All right, yeah, I got that part. 65345.
Yeah,
all right, so you're wanting to apply for some in-home services for Sarah?
Yeah. Yep. She needs them.
All
she
right.
got a real bad car accident. Her whole left side. She can't put no weight on it or nothing. She needs.
All right. Before we start the application, I do have to explain the purpose of the program. This program is designed to enable qualified individuals to remain independent in their homes as long as possible. Participants must meet nursing home level of care in order to qualify for these services. This means that her needs must be equal to someone who has been accepted to live in a nursing home. To be considered for the program, she will need to allow an assessor inside her home to complete an assessment with her, and the assessment will determine if she meets the level of care that's required. Any questions or concerns about any of that?
No, not at all. She'll definitely need them.
Okay. And the address you gave me for Sarah, is that her mailing and physical address? Both.
Both, yep.
All right. Let me... And what county is Mora, Missouri in?
It's in Pettis.
Pettis, okay. And what is Sarah's? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, sorry. No, go ahead.
What is Sarah's marital status?
She is separated.
All right. Does she live alone or with someone?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a fiance. I'm a fiance as soon as we... Since she gets a divorce.
Sure.
Since she finalizes her divorce.
Okay. And what's the best telephone number to reach her at?
It is 660-620-2603. And she's right here right now.
Okay. All right. 660-620-2603. And would you like to add your number here as an alternate number, Jeffrey?
Yes.
All right.
I missed a lot of calls.
Yeah, that's her number. My number is a 619 number, but I said her number is a 620 number. Mine's 619, but yeah.
Right. So I have her number listed as the primary number, and then I just added your number as an alternate number in case they can't reach her at her number.
Awesome.
Is that okay?
Yep. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Now, does Sarah need any assistance with reading, writing, seeing, hearing, speaking, anything like that?
Reading, because she only has one hand, and then writing, because she only has the one hand she can use, so she can't read. You know, to write anything, I'd have to like hold the notebook for her. I do her meds, help her on the toilet, off the toilet. I mean, she's wheelchair. Okay. She's in a wheelchair bound right now. She can't put any weight on her left leg, and she can't put any weight on her right leg, on her right arm. Left arm and left leg. She can't put they're non-weight bearing. So.
All right. Let me ask some more questions here before we get into her diagnoses. Is she home? She's not in a hospital, a nursing home, or rehab center at this time, correct?
We just got home yesterday or the day before, I believe, from Rusk Rehab.
Okay.
Yeah, Rusk Rehabilitation Hospital.
Okay. And does she have a legal guardian or durable power of attorney?
No.
All right. And has she or an immediate family member ever served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
Dad, anybody?
No.
Brother did, but he passed away. So.
All right. Would you like any information about military-related services in Missouri?
No, I'm too old. Sorry.
Okay. And does she need help with like bathing, dressing, and grooming?
All that, everything. Yep.
Cleaning, cooking, grocery shopping.
Butt wiping, grocery, everything, you name it.
All right. And you said she's
really
wanting.
Even pushing her wheelchair around the house and stuff.
Okay. All right. And you said you're wanting to be her paid caregiver. Now, do you work for a provider agency?
No. Nope.
All right. You will need to find a provider agency so you can go through the application and background process with them in order to be a paid caregiver for Sarah. And I can give you some information how to go about online to pull up a list of all the CDS providers that are in Pettis County. You have a pen and paper handy?
Okay,
hello. This is Marion from Deluxe Home Care. He called us that he would like to be with Deluxe.
Who's on the line? Who else is on the line?
Yeah, he called me. My name is Miriam from Deluxe Home Care. He just called me in.
I want to be with Deluxe. Providers are supposed to be submitting referrals online.
I meant to say Deluxe, too. I'm sorry. I spaced that off. I wanted to do Deluxe. I told her that before she even...
All right. And Jeffrey, do you have Deluxe's telephone number?
Not right offhand.
Can I provide it?
All right. Miriam, did you hear what I said earlier about you supposed to be submitting this request online instead of, if you're helping him or his fiance?
Okay. Usually we do it over the phone, but okay.
Providers are asked to go online to kind of free up the line for people who don't have a provider that they're working with.
It'd
be cool.
So what is your telephone number?
314-501-2507.
All right. And Jeffrey, I do have some safety questions here I need to ask, and I'm asking on the behalf of the assessor, as they'll be the ones coming out to your home. Are there any issues with the roads or driveway to your home that could damage the assessor's vehicle?
No. Nope.
All right. Do you have any unstable stairs or steps or loose hand railings to your home?
Nope.
Are there any contagious or infectious diseases in the home like MRSA, hepatitis, or HIV?
No.
Are you aware of any recent break-ins to homes or vehicles in your area?
No.
Anyone in the home have a history of violent behaviors or on the sex offender registry?
No, absolutely not.
Are there any illegal drug activities in the home?
Absolutely not.
Any issues with mice, termites, bedbugs, roaches, lice?
No.
Any holes in the floors or ceilings, exposed wiring, mold, or unstable floors?
No.
Any vicious or dangerous animals or pets in the home that might be aggressive?
No. We have a cat.
No.
He's not aggressive.
Any guns or weapons in the home?
Nope.
All right. Thank you. I have the information I need. I will submit Sarah's application. If the application is appropriate, an assessor will reach out within 15 business days, not including weekends or holidays. They do ask that you have a voicemail or answer machine set up in case you miss their call. If they cannot make contact with you by phone, they may mail you out a letter, but it's very important that you respond as soon as you're contacted so the application does not get closed. After we are done, I'd like for you to stay on the line so you can listen to a pre-recorded message about the what to expect next before I transfer you to the recording. Jeffrey, do you have any questions for me, or is there anything else I can help you with today?
Pretty much so. I'm just waiting within the next 15 days for the assessor to call and set up a time to come out, I guess.
Not including weekends or holidays. That is our policy.
Okay. All right. So
anything else I can help you with?
Nope, that's great. You helped me with everything. Thank you very much.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you for calling, and hold for the recording, please.
All right, thank you.
Please hold while your call is connected.
We have received a new referral and understand you are interested in home and community-based services. This message will help prepare you for the next steps. Please grab a pen and paper, if available, to jot down some notes. A home and community-based services, HCBS, assessor will call to schedule an in-person assessment with you. The purpose of the HCBS program is to help support you to stay at home or where you want to live. In order for Medicaid to pay for HCBS, your care needs have to be equal to nursing home care. Our assessment will determine if your care needs meet the requirement for Medicaid to pay for services in your home. We will attempt to call you one time. Please ensure your phone can receive messages and return your assessor's call. If you do not answer, a message will be left or a letter will be sent, and you will have 10 days to return the call. If you do not respond within the 10 days, this referral will be closed. We must verify we are speaking with you. Please be prepared to verify your MoHealthNet, Medicaid number, date of birth, and Social Security number when we call. The assessor will use a questionnaire to determine if you are eligible for HCBS. You should be prepared to answer the following questions. What specific help and support do you need? How often do you need help? How much time does each task take to complete? Who would select, hire, train, and supervise your caregiver? You or the provider agency? Who are your medical and health care providers, including your primary care physician, social worker, therapist, hospice, home health, or any other specialties? Do you have a guardian or durable power of attorney? If so, please have a copy of the paperwork available. How many medications do you take? What provider would you like to use? Who will provide backup support to you when your caregiver is unavailable? You must provide their name, contact information, and what support they will be able to provide. Your care plan is unique to you. You will help develop a care plan that provides you with the necessary assistance to remain in your home or least restrictive setting. Certain services are restricted to cost maximums, age, ability to self-direct, and other criteria. We will work with you to determine what services you are eligible for and authorize services within the scope of the HCBS program accordingly. HCBS services are based on your current needs. HCBS cannot provide help with things you do not currently need. HCBS is not a total care or 24/7 care program. HCBS can provide extra help to add to the support system you currently have. You may have anyone of your choosing present during the assessment. Ensuring the safety of our participants and team members is top priority for us. Please secure all pets, weapons, or potential hazards before the assessor enters your home or setting. We look forward to speaking with you soon.
Am I done? Hello?